Welcome, everybody. Kicking off this Monday, and if you are used to Tea and Turbulence, same program, different name. Welcome to Weather Knots. I'm actually here with a fellow Met meteorologist, Colin Davis, and he's a Center Weather Service Unit forecaster down in Chicago. So we're going to chat a little bit. Just to introduce myself a little bit, I'm down in Kansas City at the Aviation Weather Center, one of the national centers for the National Weather Service. And a plug to the IFP, if you're interested in checking us out there in Hangar D, I'd love to have you come by and visit with you. Always a ton of fun to visit with people and get feedback for all the federal agencies over there in Hangar D. So without any further ado, Colin. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're a meteorologist. You've been, how long have you been down in Chicago at the CWSU there?
2.5 years.
2.5 years down there. Talk to us a little bit about what got you interested in meteorology. How did you get on this track that you're on?
Yeah, my love for meteorology started as a kid growing up in upstate New York. You know, we have all the seasons up there, rough winters, warm summers, very humid. And, you know, I loved all the storms up there, and that really got me into it. That love for meteorology stayed with me. I went to school for it, and I enlisted in the Navy, was a oceanographer's mate for 10 years, and supported naval operations out at sea and on land. And that was a very rewarding and challenging part of my career. And then once that came to an end, I became part of the National Weather Service family and became a meteorologist at the Center Weather Service Unit down in Chicago.
That's awesome. Lake effect snows. Did you get some of those?
Oh, yeah.
Or were you kind of?
Yeah. Yep.
That's one thing that I've never lived near that, but I hear they're epic. I want to experience it someday. That's awesome. So, I know from my experience, I came into the Weather Service and aviation wasn't on my radar. You know, I was in Oklahoma. I was looking at kind of chasing storms and severe weather, and I kind of went the TV option for a while and was trying to fill things out. It sounds like you had more of a background, Navy, you mentioned some of your influences there. Were you always eyeing to kind of, if you wanted to be a meteorologist, were you kind of looking to go the aviation forecasting route?
No, that's a great question. When I grew up, you know, I wanted to work at a weather forecast office.
Okay. So
that was my dream. And then, in the military, got a lot of aviation experience. It wasn't my plan, but I loved it. And then even at the end of my military career, I was expecting to go to a weather forecast office. But there happened to be a Center Weather Service Unit position open, and I was like, wow, you know, I could continue that aviation adventure and continue on that path, and it's worked out great. I love forecasting for turbulence, icing, and thunderstorms, and I'm glad how things panned out. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. It's wasn't on the radar, but once it was, you're like, hey, this is my career.
Yep.
I'm liking this. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you do. I interviewed once for a job at a CWSU, but I've never actually worked there. I've kind of shadowed there, and I'm familiar with it. Of course, working where we do at the center, we're having a lot of interaction with the CWSU, so we can talk more about that later. But talk to us a little bit about what your day-to-day is, and then about the things that you enjoy about the job, the interactions that you have. I'm guessing there's a lot of people listening that there's CWSU, maybe I've kind of heard of it, but they don't really know about what you're doing. So talk to us about that, where you're located, who you're interacting with, and then kind of the day-to-day.
Yeah, it's a great little part of the National Weather Service, and you work face-to-face with the air traffic controllers. You know, for me down at Chicago Center, I'm down in Aurora, Illinois. And our day starts out, you know, we get in there at 5 a.m., we take a look at the weather, we formulate our forecast, the turbulence, icing, and thunderstorms, and then we create our pre-duty weather briefing, and that's about a 1 to 3 minute recording of the expected weather across a given airspace. For me, Chicago,
right.
Or ZAU,
right?
And we break it down where we're expecting where icing is to be located, the intensity, whether it's light, moderate, or you know, severe on those rare occasions. Same with turbulence, thunderstorms. So that once we finish up that pre-duty weather briefing, we put it online on our weather.gov/ZAU, and that's out there for all the air traffic controllers across ZAU Center, and also the other meteorologists across the country doing it for their center as well, and all the air traffic controllers you know, not just in Chicago, but, you know, Grand Rapids, Dubuque, you know, Iowa, you know, and all, you know, multiple states listen to that same recording to get their latest forecast briefing. And then after that that morning recording, we then work very closely with traffic management unit in, at the center, and we keep them up to date on, you know, the latest weather trends, especially during, you know, convective season. A lot of thunderstorms, and we got to keep them, you know, constantly updating. And it's really cool because we're face to face with them. We're interacting constantly, and it's pretty special in the Center Weather Service unit world. And then we do a stand up briefing. We do that twice a day, one in the morning and the afternoon. We the operations manager gets all the area supervisors together, and the Center Weather Service unit meteorologist gives an in-depth forecast for that forecast period. Just give an update on, you know, freezing levels, you know, thunderstorms, icing, turbulence, flight level winds, and, you know, really breaking that down so they have a good understanding of what to expect for the given day.
We like to say sometimes that the CWSUs, when you talk about decision support and hands-on, boots on the ground, they're interacting and giving important weather information. You guys are it. You guys are it. I mean, it's most of your offices, it's more hands off. So you guys are in a unique position that way. Is that something that you enjoy about the job?
Yeah, no, we hear that a lot. You know, the weather forecast offices, they do very important work. Mm-hmm. But you know, even some of the meteorologists at those locations say, you know, we support our customer or you know our partners.
Right.
But they don't get the feedback instantly like we do at the Center Weather Service Unit because our partner's right there, and we're getting constant feedback about how the forecast is panning out, and you know, and updates on how you know thunderstorm trends are evolving. And yeah, it's constant.
You guys are locked in like runway configurations and a lot more of the nitty gritty that a lot of times as meteorologists we it's not necessarily part of the day to day. We're focused on the weather part, and then you know, you guys it's a different angle. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I'm sure that's gratifying that that you're able to get that feedback.
Yeah, exactly. And we also like to you know work with the weather forecast office, and it's almost you know we're also kind of training them on you know the aviation side. We like to make them more aware and you know fill them in on you know on the aviation side what actual impacts are occurring, and they can learn more about that as well. And
yeah.
And they're the ones who write the TAF.
Right.
So that helps them write a better TAF in the long run. And it helps out our FAA partners because you know we're always striving to have a better forecast out there for the air traffic controllers and the airports.
Absolutely. So, I mean, from your experience, the 2.5 years you've been doing this, what would you say are the kind of the joys of the job? If someone's interested maybe in weather and aviation, and they kind of thought about both or. And also a follow up to that is why do you matter to the aviation community? Why are you guys important?
Yeah, it really is. It's a challenging yet rewarding, you know, feeling being able to support, you know, the FAA partners and, you know, especially on those really high impact days when you have, you know, a lot, you know, severe thunderstorms, especially when they're around, again, it's challenging, but you know, seeing those, you know, as you're briefing the forecast to them, and you're seeing those results, you're seeing the aircraft being rerouted, you know, because of that forecast that you you released. It's very rewarding seeing how you're having a positive impact on you know air travel, you know, passengers getting to their destinations. You know, as quickly as possible, but as safely as possible as well.
Yeah, and you're an important one. I mean, there's a lot of travel crossing over the midsection of the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of impacts there. Yeah, very, very cool. Anything else that you want to throw in? Or I mean, in the follow-up I asked you earlier, let me come back to that real quick, because like I said, there may be a lot that don't understand what you're doing exactly at a CWSU and why it's important. Why is it important? Why should the aviation community care about the CWSU and the work you're doing there?
Well, you know, as we're briefing the you know the FAA partners, it's very important for them to get that you know the most precise forecast that you know, allows them to complete their mission of you know, effectively getting safe, you know, air traffic safely to those you know, destinations, and even, you know, departures as well. It's there's a lot of many impacts, you know, like I said, icing, turbulence, you know, wind directions that can impact how, you know, just multiple operations at a specific airport. Mm-hmm. It impacts how they get through their day as well. You know, getting the air traffic up in the air and also back on the ground.
Yeah, so getting that immediate impact, really important to safety. And something that people may not always think about when they're hopping on an airplane somewhere, right? Yeah, very cool. Anything else you want to plug as far as a CWSU or anything else that you guys have going on up there? Briefly.
No, it's very busy. You know, this is our busy time of the year. And anybody who's out there who loves meteorology and loves aviation, you know, that's a great path.
Great.
You don't hear a lot about Center Weather Service units,
yeah.
But it's something out there that is. You know, if you love weather and aviation, that may be the path for someone who is really into that.
No kid. Awesome. Colin Davis from CWSU Chicago, thanks for coming in and joining us, Colin. We really appreciate it. It's great chatting with you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And that's going to be it for today, folks. We will see you back here same time, same place tomorrow. We'll have new guests all week, so we're looking forward to that and learning more about the world of weather and its impacts to aviation. So until then, folks, this has been Weather or Knots. I'm Mitch Sego, and we'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m. Till then.